it works.
I did not come here tonight to make you laugh. I came here to sell you something. I wanted to pay particular attention because of the amazing Master Tool Corporation, a subsidiary of Fly By Night Industries, has entrusted who? Me, to show you the handiest and the dandiest kitchen tool you've ever seen. And don't you want to know how it works?
Hello, everybody. This is Raving Rendell, and it is time for Rendell's Ravings, Tuesday, November 21st. Everybody's getting ready for Thanksgiving, so I may talk about holidays for, I know we covered holidays, I think, was it last week before? But it's kind of hard to discount it when everywhere you look, you've got holidays. We went down to Fred Meyer because, Blask, who has visited before, yay! Hey, everybody, I got 5 listeners. And there's 9 people in the room. Well, 4 people I know don't count. Yifbot, FBC player, well, fuck that. Since I'm starting it up anyway. Rizzler, Jay, Yifbot, FBC player, Dari, Upperbot, Raving Rendell, Rio, and Taurus is at school. So I know 5 people right now. Jay isn't listening because he's at school, I think. Yifbot, FBC player, Upperbot, I mean, come on, they're bots. Taurus is at school, and I'm obviously not listening, so. 6, that leaves about 2 or 3 people, Rizzler, Rio, and Dari, so. I don't know if even they're listening, so. We seem to get our own version of, oh, fuck. We seem to get our own version of Stragglers, and I just remembered, I've got to bring up the two websites that we do, the Bozo Criminal and the Thought of the Day here. I got, it wasn't Second Life, actually, this time that got me caught off guard. I was reading about a 70s kind of soft porn movie queen who nobody can figure out what happened to her. And clicking links around, found a link to a very small link to her. Marie Forsa. MarieForS and the little Swedish A thing with the little whatever above it. I think it's a circle. Yeah, it's a circle. But she was in a movie called, what was it called? Let's click and find out. Immoral Tales. And she was in this little scene where apparently the Countess Elizabeth Bathory had, they did a thing with her in it. And so I was like, okay, well, we'll click, because they had a little link in, the thing, click here for, like, Elizabeth Bathory. And so I got caught reading that up. It's really neat. It's very long, though, so. Tomorrow, incidentally, on Flash in the Pan is going to be X Marks the Spot. This came about because, in fact, I think I'll cue it up. It's a neat song. I'll play that as I go. Oh, fuck off. Nobody's home. Collect Corp. Yeah, now nobody's really home. Talk to you, I ain't got money yet. Call me when I make it, and then I'll talk to you. I found the song that I was talking about. For those of you who were listening to Flash in the Pan on Sunday, know that I finally figured out I go on Second Life to a place called City of Lost Angels, and there's a guy who DJs there every now and then called Dementox. He's also second in command of the whole city, which is going to be getting its own sim soon. Yay! So everybody's looking forward to that because we get lagged so horrible bad. We crash that sim a lot. I think Satellite will be glad to see us go too, because then their sim will be stable again. Ow! and something just pinched that wasn't supposed to pinch. I'll leave your imagination to that one. But the song is called Dear God by a group that I found out is called X-Fusion. Anyway, I was looking for it because the one time I talked to him, he said it was just by a band called X. And apparently he forgot the fusion part. So here I am like a dipshit. Maylin said, and me and Jay have been noticing this too, that you can find a lot of music on MySpace. In fact, we're thinking about having a MySpace section. Part of that comes from because I think two or three of the dance songs that I picked up off a Billboard over the coming, I don't think they're up yet, but two of the three that will be going up came from MySpace. I couldn't find them on the web, but the MySpace profiles for those artists had it on there. So I was like, oh, kick ass. Yes, that is one of the very few times that I've brought up NeoSound and recorded something that was playing off of the website. I don't mind doing that if you're on the Billboard, okay? If you're already well known enough that you're on Billboard and you're just too stupid to put a link to download the song that got you there, then I'll make it for you, okay? We'll get you on there somehow. But it was fun. But anyway, being that all I had was X to go on, I typed in X and clicked search, and my God, did I come up with a lot of crap. Half of them, even the ones who claim to have plays, they don't have the... I'm sure everybody's been to a MySpace band page by now. You know, in the upper corner, either left or right, sometimes you can move it, there'll be that little music thing. They'll have anywhere between 2 to 4 songs. And usually you can find out that they have them because next to the profile, it'll say how many plays they've had. Well, half the people who have plays don't even have that thing anymore. I'm starting to wonder if they ever did, because Tom's the only person they got on there. Tom, if you don't know, is the guy who runs MySpace. Everybody, when you sign up, you automatically have Tom for a friend. And that's a good idea, because then if he sends out messages, he'll send them out in a bulletin. And you get bulletins from all your friends automatically. So he wants to update or just send it on. Nope, boom, hit a bulletin. Bulletin goes to every friend he has. So that's about 75% of all MySpace. Some people do take him off. And I can understand that. But he really is, he's pretty good about not spamming. He really could spam that database if he wanted to. But he doesn't. Usually I get something from him about once a week. Of course, now I don't get anything from him because I got so much other shit on there that I get spammed anyway. But back to the point, which was what? God damn it, I hate it when I do this to myself. Oh yeah, X. I went through, and needless to say, I didn't find it. I finally did figure out what it was. But, I went through, and I didn't download anything this time. I have to work on that today, because there's like 100 pages. And maybe one or two out of every 10 or 12 that show up on a page actually has a song. So, this is going to take quite a while. The week after that's going to be bagpipes, goddammit. I wanted to do it this coming time. And no, I'm not saying that's going to be just strictly bagpipes. These are things with bagpipe in the name, okay? The whole deal, now, flash in the pan has changed. Used to be that it was, I'd go on YouTube or find something flash that was on there, stream it so I could record it, and then play it back for you. The only problem I found is that most of the time, anything that's on YouTube or something is a sight gag. So yeah, you can listen to it, but you can't really understand the joke unless you see it. Which doesn't do you any good because you're not seeing it. So I decided to go into a more musical thing and play stuff on my playlist that I had. Well, then it occurred to me, well, I can still combine the two. So I went out hunting. This started up because I found Suddenly I See, an anime music video with KT Tunstall's Suddenly I See being played for Aisha Clan of Outlaw Star. And I was like, you know what? That's cool. I wonder how much, you know, and then I just started going off. I started looking for music videos. Because then, at least, you know the song. You know, Johnny Cash is hurt. Let's see. Land of Confusion. The Trial by Pink Floyd. Stuff like that. And then I just gave up on YouTube altogether. It's like, okay, well, fuck it. Let's just go to MySpace. Because I know they got bands, and I know they got a shitload of bands. I think the first one of those I did was showcasing bands around Wenatchee. That was, I think, the first official non-YouTube one. And then it's just within the past couple of months, I've started to go themed. The first one was the lesbian theme, where every group had lesbian in the name. And then what? Oh, I've had a bunch of them. If you go through, if you click on, if you go to the FBC.net, and I'm going to open a new tab because I want to go back to Elizabeth after I'm done here. The FBC.net. And go to... I'm bitchy right now because I had to clear my cookies out of my Firefox to make a marketing site work, and now I can't log into the FBC again. So, I always have this problem. If I lose the FBC cookie, it takes me like a month to figure out how to get back in. Click Podcasts and Downloads. Scroll down to Flash in the Pan. Raving Rundle's Flash in the Pan. And I gotta change the description on that, because it's not really YouTube, it's just MySpace. MySpace is slowly taking over everything. No, Jay, you fucker, I forgot. I don't have the song list. No. What happened? All the songs disappeared. Well, I've got the one that's listed on there was for Sunday. It's called Back to the Bottom. And that was because every time I start on Sundays, it's just whatever I can find off my own playlist. I don't go out hunting. That's just my day. Usually because I wake up and I've got so much shit going on Sunday. It's just pathetic because I've got the kids at home. So I can't really think during the morning like I can on Tuesdays or Wednesdays because they're in school. So usually I start at the top. All my things are listed in order either by track name or artist name. So I figured I'd go to the bottom, start the Z's and stuff like that. So, while I'm at it, okay, add that to the playlist. So that'll be what I play on my way out, probably. Or probably play at the halfway point. I haven't done that in a while. X-Fusion's song, by the way. But, and so that's how that started. I'll just like randomize it or something one of these times. Scare myself, because I've got, well, I'd have to take out some stuff. I've got, like, the Wolf Fox radio audio things from wolffox.com, I think it is. I've got some of Two Griffin's Dear Two letters in here that I'd have to take out. I've got all of his rants, all the dumb laws that he and Auburn and Jacoby and everybody else did. My favorite is... Massachusetts. I was going to say Maryland, but that wasn't it. Massachusetts, because that's the one where it... You may not use bullets as currency is an actual law. And I actually... It sounds stupid, but I think I know how that one came about. Because if you think about it, in the Old West... During the 1800s, a lot of people, and this was made famous, or at least the idea was made famous by the Lone Ranger, that people would cast bullets as in silver or gold. And people, I think, would go out and get these things, and go out to South Dakota, and they had the huge gold rush. They were probably selling gold bullets by the crate, you know. where they really weren't worth much. They were just a fancy thing. They were like us, you know, us going out and getting like a charm bracelet, you know, and adding another charm to it. It's probably what they saw them as. It was just a waste, you know, and then they'd shoot them off, melt them down, cast them again, and keep going. But the deal was, I think then, is these people who really saw the market here, would go over there, get a bunch of these things, and use them as collateral. Say, well, here, you know, here's one of a kind thing, and I bought it from this sheep herder in the Black Hills who had this story going with it, and they'd pawn them off and get money for them. Not everywhere at once, obviously, but I think once they caught on to what they were paying and what they were actually worth is when that law went into effect. It would make sense anyway. I mean, you know, just by hearing the old Lone Ranger stories, and if any of you don't know who the Lone Ranger is, bitch slap yourselves now, because I ain't got the energy to do it. And go look up Lone Ranger, for Christ's sake. Fucking kids. Clayton Moore, I think, was the Lone Ranger that I ran into. Let's see if I can find it. Hello. Traffic okay?
Yeah, not really.
Yeah, a good thing. That's one of the few days I'm glad I can't drive. Clayton Moore, I think was his name. Let us see. Yes, he was the Lone Ranger. Woohoo! My God, I actually remembered something. And this was, Where did he start that? The Adventures of Kit Carlson. Or Kit Carson. That name sounds familiar. I think he used that in one of his, in one of his Lone Ranger episodes, I think he used that moniker. Which would be holy shit. 169 episodes of the Lone Ranger. Yowza. I've got the first one somewhere buried around. I got it for like $5 when we lived in Sioux Falls. But that's really cool. Anyway, let's get our bozo criminal out of the way. Bozo criminals. Oh God, it's at least a duo. For today, violated Bozo Rule number 57,098. Where do they come up with these numbers? Is that like Midol? Just randomly pluck a thing out and call it Midol Headache number 2.8 billion or something? If you're doing something illegal, keep your door shut. Well, duh. it's from Oregon. It's around here, too. What is it with all the fucking stupid people being in the U.S.? From Bethany, Oregon, comes the story of two bozo marijuana... You know, stupid and marijuana go hand in hand, don't they? Marijuana entrepreneurs who had a booming business going, growing, processing, and selling marijuana. We say had because one afternoon our bozos were in their garage sorting and packing the stuff with a large amount of spread out on the floor and packing materials and a scale close by. Well, obviously. Maybe it got a little stuffy in there because our bozos opened the garage door and then continued working. Oh, stupid. Guess they didn't notice the police cruiser roll by. Well, the cops definitely did notice them. Oh, God, yeah, busted is right. Ouch. I've got to write to Dave again and say, how do you come up with these rule numbers? Do you have a book somewhere? Because I'm pretty certain if you look up online somewhere, let's do that. Wait on the thought of the day for a moment. I'm going to see if anybody has a Midol headache number list. Because there was a while there they were putting out, this is like Midol headache number whatever on their commercial. Excedrin. Oh, Excedrin. Okay. Headache. see. Oops. Yeah, they really don't. 1969? I don't see any. There's a job for somebody to do. Go around and find out. Excedrin.com, but it doesn't say... Yeah, they got some articles that are called that. Excedrin headache number 99 and number 1, number 42, number 360. I don't think anybody's got a list, though. That sucks. That'd be funny as hell to find. We'll see if Excedrin themselves do. Probably not. I don't know really any, unless they're meant to be. I really don't know any corporate site that says has a sense of humor. We really need to work on that. Avoiding Excedrin headache number 168, a painless employee incentive program. Excedrin headache number 911? Wouldn't you think that they try to stay away from... What the fuck? Excedrin headache pound 888015AB. Didn't think we were getting that high. Fuck you. Nobody has it. Why is it I always come up with this shit? Because I never have the... I don't have the strength or the... Really the desire to do this. Let's get the thought of the day out of here.
Well, let me think about it. If, as an apparently non-corporeal universal concept, I can think...
Alfred Adler brings us the quote today. It is the individual who is not interested in his fellow men who has the greatest difficulties in life and provides the greatest injury to others. It is from among such individuals that all human failures spring. Yeah. can't really argue that one. So, click. And minimum that. I'll read up on Elizabeth Bathory later. I'm pretty certain I've read that one before. It's just one that's fun to read every now and then. Go through the wiki and just, like, start typing in famous people and start reading them. It's a fun way to kill some time. So. 12:22. I'm not sure if I want to play the song yet or not, but you know what? I really don't have anything else to do. So I will do that now, and then I will come back.
Who are you carrying all those bricks for? God? Is that it? God? Well, I tell you, let me give you a little inside information about God. God likes to watch. He's a prankster. Think about it. He gives man instincts. He gives you this extraordinary gift, and then what does he do? I swear, for his own amusement, his own private, cosmic gag reel. He sets the rules in opposition. Look, but don't touch, but don't taste, don't swallow. And while you're jumping from one foot to the next, he's laughing his sick fucking ass off. He's a tight ass, he's a sadist, he's an absentee lad.
Is that it?
I'm here on the ground with my nose in it since the whole thing began. I've nurtured every sensation man has been inspired to have. I cared about what he wanted, and I never judged him. Why? Because I never rejected him. In spite of all his imperfections, I'm a beta man!
Fusion. That's a, I'm not going to say it's a Grammy-winning song, but it's neat. Besides, I've got a soft spot for Devil's Advocate, so anything that I can listen to that has that in it is fine by me. What is it called? I think it's OCE Mix Archive, where they mix, where they do remixes of video game songs. I love doing that because every now and then they have to use the main song so that you can realize what you're listening to. And it's real fun to listen to those. So, besides, on one of those, I think I found the Bubble Bobble mix. And that thing is just infectious because Bubble Bobble had a neat little song anyway. So, that's probably just me, though. Anyway, what were we... holidays is what we were going to talk about until I went off on music. I don't know. I'm really surprised. Fremeyer actually has Thanksgiving decorations. I haven't seen those in years. We go straight from Halloween to Christmas, usually. And Thanksgiving, you know, sometimes you'll get like a display at the end of an aisle. They'll have like some little turkeys dressed up in pilgrim hats or something, or orange candles, or like leaves you can stick to the window or stuff. You don't really see much for it, but now they had a whole row over at Fredmeyer of stuff for it. I didn't get a chance to look at it. I may go over there sometime, but it is really neat to see Thanksgiving get its decorations back, because it really never... I think the problem with Christmas and Halloween being so festive, you know, they've got their own traditions. Well, what's the Thanksgiving tradition? You sit and eat. You do something you do every day of the year anyway. You know? So, it's kind of doomed from the start. What have you got on Halloween? You go out and you get presents. You get candy. What do you do for Christmas? You buy and you exchange presents. So you get to go get a fake tree and put gaudily wrapped presents under it. So, but you see the point. It's so unfortunate for Thanksgiving to be stuck there, because there's really no reason for it. You know, yes, we're giving thanks for coming over to America and totally trashing it, but, you know, if all you're going to do is celebrate with just eating a meal, I mean, it's kind of blah, isn't it? We need to come up with some more interesting Thanksgiving traditions. So, let's look at this. Let's look at what we're celebrating. We're celebrating leaving England and leaving tyrannical rule, or leaving rule by the aristocrats, by the nobility. coming over and creating our own quote-unquote free system. Okay, but is it just me, or does eating seem to kind of like not have anything to do with that at all? I don't get it. I mean, I don't see it. What's the point in eating a turkey? I know about the whole Indians and pilgrims thing, but come on. I mean, do any of us even really believe that anymore? I mean, yeah, so it may have been nice that two cultures took some time, got to know each other's language barely enough that they could sit down and have a decent meal. I mean, let's not forget that. You're having people from Europe come over, supposedly run into a band of people they've never met before, who speak a different language, look different from them, because remember, Indians have a different color skin, and we all know how well the Europeans were treating people with a different color. So, you know, that's probably not the best, probably not the most shining example. At least maybe that started up in, after America was founded. I don't know. I have to check on that. But, came over seeing another people who didn't dress like them, didn't look like them, didn't talk like them. And we're supposed to assume that they just smiled, shook hands, and in the process, the white man and the red man probably gave each other a whole slew of diseases they had never seen before, and sat down and ate turkey together. Well, what the hell are they going to talk about? They can't talk. They can talk to their own race. They can't talk to each other. They don't know anything. It's just like, I can see if the Indians, you know, just kind of motioned them over. But here again, the Indians, I don't think, had tables. They just sat on the ground. So maybe we should all just, you know, cook our turkey over a spit and sit on the floor. You know, it might get a little closer. If the Indians aren't going to invite them for a meal, they're not going to have a bench waiting. Okay? They're going to sit around the fire, they're going to smoke a peace pipe, and they're going to eat turkey. Okay? They're not going to sit on a table. They didn't really have any concept of tables. They had better things to do with their wood than to sit on it, you know? That's what they made their arrows and their hunting equipment out of, was wood. They aren't going to waste wood on something they can't really use to defend themselves. You know, you can sit here and talk about you can use a table as a weapon now in wrestling. Well, yeah, that's a folding table, okay? It's metal. And it's a very light tube metal. It's not solid. Let's say you get into a wrestling ring with a solid park bench. Try and pick that thing up and flip it around. Slam somebody through that. I guarantee you it'll take a few attempts if you don't kill the poor fucker first. Okay, so these are not light. And Indians are tribal, or they were at one time. So they did that so that when it's just like the Mongols back in Asia, when they would go around, camp it a while, hunt, use the resources. When the hunting was no longer good, they packed up and went on. They came back later when nature had replenished the resources. So why the hell couldn't, you know, why would they make stuff like that they know they wouldn't be carrying? You know, you aren't gonna set up a whole team, you know, put backpacks on their back full of teepee tents and shit that you can use, and then have two poor fuckers sitting in the back hauling a dinner table across the desert. No, that ain't going to happen. And you sure as hell aren't going to leave it there. I mean, you spent all the time carving and making the thing. You're going to take it with you. So, but what could we do? Okay, anybody listening in the FBC channel, open up your fucking eyes and start typing. What could we do to more realistically celebrate Thanksgiving? You know, if you still want to eat the turkey or the ham or the whatever it is, that's fine. I'm not going to say you can't. Hell, what's the one meal I enjoy? What's the one thing of Thanksgiving I enjoy the most? Stuffing. I can eat that until I'm literally stuffed. And usually I do. I'm usually the one who, when Thanksgiving is all said and done and nobody wants to look at it anymore, I'll just get a huge cereal bowl, plop stuffing in it, heat it up, and eat that. I mean, I'll eat it for every meal. It's just that good. But aside from the meal, what could we do? And I'm not talking about watching, you know, Happy Thanksgiving, Charlie Brown, even though I've done more than my share of that. That's how I learned about most of my holidays, is through the Charlie Brown specials. Admittedly, how I learned about the true meaning of Christmas. It's not about Jesus being born. It's about taking a moment and realizing that there's more to life in the world than getting what you want. There's a lot of ways that you can get what you want, but there are few ways that you can share what you have, or few times when you can do that. Maybe that's what we should do. I mean, Thanksgiving is supposed to be a day where we take time to thank, you know, whatever power we believe in, or thank the people who have helped us get to the points where we are. I don't see doing that over a meal unless you're going to invite everybody. I know myself, there's no way I could do that, okay? My parents and my sister live in Minnesota. A couple of people who have helped me start to learn how to succeed online live, Joe lives in California. Tony lives down south somewhere, I can't remember. Rob lives over in Pennsylvania. You know, Jay, where does Jay live? Jay, if you're on, tell me where the fuck you live. I can't remember. Or even people who have influenced us, you know, thanking people who have influenced us positively, you know. Well, for me, unless I want to go to a cemetery, I mean, I can't really do that because most of the people who influenced me as a kid are dead now. You know, whether they be wrestlers or family or, you know, movie stars, things like that. Let's see, who's dead that I can name? Mr. Perfect Kurt Hennig always inspired me because I could see what you could do with potential. He was a great athlete, great in every sport he tried, and he proved it. I mean, he proved it time and again that he was just, there was no better person for that moniker because he could do it. He could do anything he set his mind to. Oh, shut up. Stop being a goofball. Like, we really want to hear that down here. You know, keep your... Granted, we don't keep our arguments to ourselves either, but hey, you know, it would be really nice. Anyway, Thanksgiving. What could we do for Thanksgiving? I am drawing a complete... Oh, it's the fucking TV upstairs. If that doesn't wake Maylind up, I'm going to be very surprised, and she's going to go up there and beat the holy snot out of them with their own TV cord. Jesus, fucking prick. Got the volume cranked up so everybody in the whole damn complex can hear it. It really sucks to be a daytime sleeper in an apartment complex because nobody gives you any respect. So, holidays though, come on, think holiday. What can we do? I don't want to get into the whole gift giving thing because everybody finds a problem with that. Can't go out trick or treating because somebody might poison the candy, or there might be a needle, or that, you know, somebody might spike the punch or something. You can't even give out fucking May Day baskets. When I grew up in Eagle Lake, that was one of the best things that I had to look forward to. It was the only time I lived on a block, on a city block. I haven't since. But it was really cool that you could go out and prepare. What they were little, like, this is what we used the Easter baskets for. We would get some of those little Easter baskets, not the real big ones, where you could set figurines and stuff. And I'm just talking the little ones, you know, put a little Easter grass in there and put in a couple of jelly beans or something. We'd get about 15 of them. Put, you know, various things like an apple or, you know, a couple of jelly beans, anything that really wouldn't melt or go bad. And we'd go out and set them in front of people's doors. And this was a May Day tradition up until everybody turned into a whiny fucking prick. And of course had to, oh my, and you know it was the people who were just too fucking stingy to do it. You know, these are the fat fucks who sit on their mattress of money and boohoo every attempt that people get to try and get them to spend the money so they can interact with the community around them. Giving Halloween candy, giving presents, anything that involves them giving something to somebody else. And I'll be the first to admit, I don't like spending money on giving things. Primarily the reason is, the people who I give it to, aka my kids, especially Matthew, tend to play with things so roughly that they're trying to break them. And they always do. They always end up breaking them. But, that, you know, it kind of makes you feel like you're just losing the point, because the whole thing is to enjoy things. And I know he's saying he's enjoying things by playing rough with it, but you also know that he's just doing it to be a prick. And when you see people doing stuff like that, you really don't want to do it any more often than you have to. So, I don't know. You know, that's just one of the things that kind of gets me, is how everybody seems to treat the holidays as just a day to sit at home. Well, yeah, that's one thing you can do. Of course, the people who work in, like, Walmart or Fred Meyer or, shit, even McDonald's, you know, wish they could do that, too. My mom never got this. Why places like, and I don't know, understand why we did this either. We tried, when we first opened up Pizza Hut in Montevideo, which is no longer there, by the way, we opened the day before Thanksgiving. Now, what was weird was you think, oh, well, that's great planning, because then everybody will know they're there on Thanksgiving. Those people who, you know, live alone or don't want to cook can order a pizza. No. See, we were closed Thanksgiving Day and then reopened the next day. I don't know why. I don't know. I think I know why. Because like every restaurant, we get deliveries at certain days. And they knew that the first week, we were just going to get hammered. And so they were going to send us some more supplies, most likely. But they had to have a couple of days to do it. So instead of being open 3 days in a row and just run completely out of things, we took the major day off. Because you know people will have ordered pizza for like the the Macy's Day Parade or the Rose Parade or whatever it is. Macy's Parade. I like watching that thing. I'm going to have to look that up so I can set the DVR to, or the little thing we got from Charter here to record that, because that is a fun parade. I haven't watched it in a while. Oh, God, I think it's been almost a decade since I've seen a Macy's Parade. But I mean, sitting down start to finish. I don't think I've really watched one since my grandma died. I have to do that again. Of course, if they follow it up with The Wizard of Oz, I'm putting my fist through the screen. Because that's what... I don't know whose bright idea it was, But on Thanksgiving in Mankato, one of the TV feeds always put The Wizard of Oz on around Thanksgiving. And I guess I could see, you know, there's no place like home thing, but it just never made sense to me, you know. That's like, It's a Wonderful Life will now probably be played on every fucking channel at least 3 times until Christmas, and then probably 4 times on each channel between Christmas and New Year's. You know, it's an okay movie. I mean, it's there. I've never really sat through it. It's kind of boring to me, actually. I see It's a Wonderful Life like I see the Blair Witch Project. Everybody's going off on how wonderful this is, and I have to be honest, I fall asleep. Blair Witch Project, I thought, was one of the crappiest movies ever made. It sucked. Why was this movie so big? I couldn't stand to watch it because they shot it so crappy. I mean, even for home video, that thing was crappy. The lighting was poor. You couldn't barely see anything. All you're doing is, it looked like you were watching a very poorly shot porno movie. Like one of those home porno things that show up on the net every so often where you can't hardly make anything out. It's all gray and blurry, or sometimes the lighting's so bad you can't even really see anything blurry. It's just shade or shadow. And how am I supposed to be scared about 6 idiots running around and hopefully justifiably getting knocked off? I'm rooting for the bad guy here, damn it. Then come to find out none of them are dead. Well, fuck you then, you know? Go shoot the sequel and die for real this time. You messed something up. Okay, you must have, because you shouldn't be on my TV. Somebody should have found you shooting that fucking thing and put a hole in your head. That movie just sucked. So, also, I'll admit, It's a Wonderful Life doesn't suck on the level that Blair Witch Project does, but it's just not my thing. I like Jimmy Stewart in some of his movies, especially in, like, The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance. The Shootist. He's good in The Shootist. There was one other I'd seen him in. What else have I seen Jimmy Stewart in? Can't think right now. And I don't want to go on IMDb again. So we'll look that one up later. Anyway, I'm not seeing my little Merc thing flashing, so I guess everybody just kind of said fuck off and is off doing their own thing. Well, fine. Fuck you, too. Okay. We've got, how many listeners do we have right now? Let's do our little now playing here. And how many we got? 6 people. Okay. 5, probably at least, because I know Jay leaves his on whether he's there or not. So, to you folks, I say, what would you do on Thanksgiving? What tradition would you come up with on Thanksgiving? And try and put a little thought into it, okay? This is not, I'd go out streaking in nothing but my tail and ears. I don't know. You know, what would you do to give thanks on Thanksgiving? You know, would you go to church? Would you just, you know, write a poem? Play some thoughtful music. You know, what would you do? That's one thing we do. On Christmas, one of our little traditions is Angela, or May, has made a Christmas CD. And we listen to that. Charlie Brown Christmas, we'll sit and watch Rudolph, Frosty, you know, He-Man and She-Ra Christmas special. What was the other one? We had another one that we watched that was just kind of off the wall. Oh, A Christmas Memory. In the old 60s one with Geraldine Page. If you haven't seen that one, are you missing out? It is awesome. It's a Truman Capote short story that he narrates. When they aren't saying the lines that he wrote him and his older cousin saying in the book, what's in the book he's reading, which is awesome, because he does a good job of it. I always liked his voice anyway. If you want to see, if you can't see that one and want to see what I'm talking about with Truman Capote, and don't watch the movie Capote, okay? It does get close, but if you want to see the man himself acting, there is a movie called Murder by Death, which is a comedy, a Neil Simon comedy, I believe, with Peter Sellers, James Coco, David Niven, Peter Falk. It's another guy, the guy who played the farmer in Babe, who played Zefram Cochrane in Star Trek First Contact, has a role in that. Maggie Smith, who plays the head of Gryffindor in the Harry Potter movies, has a role in that. She's married to David Niven, which is just funny as hell. And it's a young Maggie Smith. So if you've never seen a younger Maggie Smith, take a look at this. She looks pretty damn hot. Even in, what was the one that Burgess Meredith started? It was like, okay, god damn, I didn't want to go back to IMDb again. But this is going to bug me. It was like a medieval Greek movie. And I know we've got it. So, Burgess Meredith. What was he in? Yes, just in case you're wondering who Burgess Meredith is, if you haven't seen Grumpy or Grumpier Old Men, U-Toon fanatics will know him as the voice of Globulus from the G.I. Joe movie. And man, he was kind of a bitch in that one. Clash of the Titans he was in. And so was Maggie Smith. She was looking a little bit older there already. So this is a much younger. In fact, if you go to Maggie Smith's page on the IMDb, I think the photo they have of her is from Murder by Death. So, yeah, Minerva McGonagall. But she plays in it, and it is a really good movie. So, it's on DVD. Who else we got in that? Eileen Brennan, whose name I should know, but I can't. Alec Guinness, who unfortunately got labeled for life as Obi-Wan Kenobi. James Cromwell was the Nancy Walker. Okay, they even credit the doorbell. That's cool. But Truman Capote was in that, and he is just, he's awesome. They take parodies of Sidney Wang. I think Peter Sellers is supposed to be I can see his name. I can see him. He was played for some stupid reason by Peter Ustinov. Peter Ustinov, a shorter fat guy. I don't know why he got as many roles like this as he did. Ustinov. I think that's how that's spelled. Oh, apparently not. God damn it. Oh, well. They're all parodies. Sam Spade is the most obvious one. That's played by Peter Falk, who was already an actor in that line because he played Columbo. So, but it's fun. It's, if you just want to sit down and have a snicker, it's really funny. But, yeah, let's see. I don't think we really have any other traditions. Christmas, I think, is the only time we really have anything. We do the Easter hiding thing, but we usually, I mean, we're in an apartment. We only got really one room we can hide shit in. We got the kitchen and we got the living room. Well, wow. You know, the living room's always a sty, so you can't really move in there, so you can't really hide anything there. And then there's the kitchen. You know, the kitchen's the kitchen. Where are you going to hide things? In a drawer? There's only so many. So, but that's, how that goes. So let's... now I got the hiccups. So let's see, what can we do for a new Thanksgiving tradition? New Thanksgiving tradition, apart from wake up. There are some days I'd just like to hibernate straight through Thanksgiving, and this, and especially since I took on the paper route, because the paper route means that the papers are going to be delivered at my apartment between 1 and 3 in the morning. Yes, that is AM. I have to have them put together, because these are big. I have to put the papers together, I have to bag them, and I have to get them out to the people by, I think it's 6 a.m. Not fun. And I gotta do the same thing on Christmas. But that's about all I can think of. I can't really think of anything to do for Thanksgiving other than sit and eat, because that's really the only tradition that's around. So, kind of puts a hole in that one, doesn't it? Well, how about you? Can you think of anything other than feeding our face that we could do for a tradition on Thanksgiving?
Football.
Well, yeah, watch football, but... I mean something like a new thing. Coming up with a new tradition for Thanksgiving. Because there are three things you do. You watch football, if you're a football fan. You watch the Macy's Day Parade. And then you eat. None of them really, which have anything to do with Thanksgiving. It's just a...
First annual turkey lunch. A whole bunch of butterball turkeys and a trebuchet.
Now, there's an idea. For those of you who didn't hear what Norvek said, a turkey lunch. Get a whole bunch of Butterball or Genio or whatever turkeys you like, load them up in a trebuchet, and launch the fuckers. See, now you see, here's how we could tie it into the meal. Do that in the morning. Get people who are on, like, get people who depend on, like, Salvation Army to get their food. Say, okay, come on over here, but you're going to work for it. We're going to load all these fuckers up. We got enough for everybody, and nobody gets more than one. But we're going to launch them at you guys, and you got to go run and chase them down. If you catch them, you get two. We've got a whole thing here, so if you catch them, you get double the money. That would actually be fun. You know, it's illegal, of course. So is everything that's worth doing. At least doing in public. but hey. There we go. We got a new tradition, the annual turkey shoot. And this is not your grandpappy's turkey shoot. This time the turkey gets shot at you, not you shooting the turkey. So, hey, you know, part of inventing new traditions is improving old ones, and I think we just did that. So, this is the last 30 seconds here, so I'm going to wrap this up. Basically, in case you have been asleep and just woke up now, we talked about... The evolution of flash in the pan and history of holidays and holiday traditions, and that's about it. So you really didn't miss much. Oh yeah, we played Dear God from X-Fusion, and I've got Trevor Jones's Reunited from the Merlin soundtrack, which I'll probably be playing as I go through and get everything done here. So catch you later.
It's a beautiful night out there, isn't it, boys and girls? I haven't seen a night quite like this in 100 years. In fact, this is no night to be inside. Let's turn off our radios. Go out.